Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Billy Squire?
This is terrible.
What?
It's
awesome.
Friday. It's fall. It's no.
That was a great buildup.
Oh.
Stop the music, Rocco.
God.
Stop it. Start it over.
Bring me a chalkboard, and I will just fling my nails against it.
Get your lasers out. Get your pyrotechnics ready.
Get your lighters in the air.
Lighters in your hand. Let's go.
Listen to this.
Yeah, no, I don't need to hear it twice. I'm good.
Turn it up. Don't be afraid of it, Rocco.
I'd rather wander out into traffic. My God. Oh, that is bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that an instrument?
How are we doing? Fall is here, people. This is more of a Norah Jones kind of day. It's cold, it's sweater weather, it's rainy.
Oh, let me feel sorry for myself and cry.
No, I'm just saying it's one of those days. I'm feeling like...
It's your two hands on the pumpkin spice latte.
That's exactly.
Through the window as
thinking
the
you're smarter
rain
than you are.
Daniel,
I had
coffee with my children this morning and it was absolutely lovely.
Trying to solve the world's problems, thinking you're smarter than you are.
Yes.
No.
It's lovely.
This is, let's roll. No. There's football tomorrow.
There's baseball tonight.
There is.
Let's go. Everyone needs to root for Toronto. I'm sorry. I'm so over LA.
Okay. Get ready for the national anthem of the United States to get booed tonight.
Oh, I'm sure. Because of Toronto?
No, because of what Trump did overnight. We don't talk politics.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to kill me on a Friday?
No, I'm not.
Cue up the music.
We start with the world's most god-awful man rock I've ever heard, and then you drop that name on me. Why are you doing this to me on a Friday? Is it the meds? Do you need help?
I don't need help. What I'm telling you is prepare for a lot of booing tonight at the World Series in Toronto when they play the American National Anthem.
Okay.
The president in the middle of the night said we are suspending all trade negotiations with Canada.
Okay. What are you on?
I am on 4 different drugs. 3 of them say it will make you drowsy or dizzy. Do not operate a motor vehicle.
Okay. So the side effects were drowsy.
And dizzy.
Dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Agitated?
No, not at all.
That must be the drug I'm on.
Well, you're on steroids.
No more. But I will tell you this, Scott. I cannot believe you are not coughing. Whatever they gave you, it's only been one day.
It's working.
It's made you crazy, but you're not coughing.
Modern medicine. Who knew?
Right? Mm-hmm. Speaking of crazy, guess what I did today?
What did you do today?
Oh, please tell me you tore down the pickleball court next door.
No. This is such a topic for everybody.
A sledgehammer in the rain.
Mm-hmm. What is the weirdest thing you've ever done randomly walking up to somebody's door that you don't know? Because we talk about this. Like, you know, we're kind of in this environment now where you should not go randomly knocking on doors. But today I did. And a woman that I had never met, that I do not know, let me into her house. I could have been an axe murderer. I could have been crazy. And she invited me into her home.
I have never knocked on a door. Let me think about this. In my adulthood, maybe if I was in the Boy Scouts or something.
Okay.
But in my adulthood, I have never knocked on a door.
Randomly?
Of somebody I didn't know.
Was this a random knock?
So random.
Hello, I'm Dana. I'd love to talk to you about insert.
Right.
Your
extended car warranty.
Are you sure you're going to go to heaven?
Here's what I did. And I know that I tell people all the time this is a bad idea, but I just did it. I just thought, you know what? The opportunity's here. I'm going to take it. We at some point in the spring are going to paint our house, but we don't know what to paint it. And I'm terrible with this kind of stuff. So I need to see someone else that has done something. And then I see it. I go, okay, that's it.
Right.
I'm driving out to meet Jack and Sophie for coffee. And I see the house. The minute I see it, I said, that is the house. That is the color. I don't want to take a photo of it because if they're home, that's weird. But I made a mental note to circle back to the home on my way into work, which I did. I get out of the car. It doesn't look like anyone's home. And I'm just going to stand there and take a photo of the house. But again, that's weird. Like, if you came out and someone was taking a photo of the exterior of your house, you'd be like,
start tap dancing.
Well, I would assume that you're either weird or you're the county assessor.
Okay, I'm not. You know what car I drive. I'm wearing a red rain jacket today. Right. So I go up. I ring the doorbell. I don't think anyone's there. I wait a couple seconds. I go to turn around. I'm walking away. And the door opens. And she says, may I help you? And I go, this is going to sound crazy. But we just
when
moved.
When you have to say that.
I know.
It's
led,
about to sound crazy.
I led with.
You should make business cards and just hand those out.
This is going to sound crazy.
God.
But could I please get a paint sample of your beautiful home? I don't live anywhere near you. I said, you know, I'm several miles away. And she goes, oh, girl, come on in. I got you.
I'll bury you down by the Kansas River. Have no fear.
She invited me into the house. She said, I think I know the color. I think it's this, but let me run down to the basement.
Very helpful.
Make
very
sure
sweet.
I stood inside the home.
While she's in the basement, are you rummaging through her
junk drawer?
I'm telling you.
Maybe her cabinets in the bathroom looking for
in America
OxyContin.
That trust people. And I look normal. So she comes back upstairs. She said, it's exactly what I thought it was. Here you go. And I said, if you don't mind, on my way out, I'd like to take a front of the exterior, just a quick photo. I swear it's nothing weird. I'm not going to post it just to send to my girls. And she said, absolutely, go ahead. It was so nice to meet you. And then I was on my way. See, we can do neighborly things.
She's not your neighbor. You said that.
But, you know, like it worked. If someone knocked on my door and said, can I get a paint sample? I would say, absolutely. I probably wouldn't invite them in, but I'd say, stay right here. I'm going to go
get it. So she left you on the first floor of her home.
Yes.
While she went to the basement of her house.
Yes.
Age?
80.
60.
All right. So
we chatted
close
for a while.
Peer group.
I said, have a great day. It's fall. It's raining. I feel like having a pumpkin spice latte.
What did you chat about?
I just said the house is beautiful. I absolutely love it. And then I showed her a picture of our house.
Did you ever drop the line, do you know who I am?
I did not.
Thank God.
It was a lovely encounter with someone that I did not know.
All jokes aside, you know, those types of interactions between humans.
Don't you miss it?
Seem to be far and few between now. We are all filled with a little bit of fear and paranoia.
Don't you miss it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute.
Army crawl man.
No, that true, but not true. I had a lovely conversation with my neighbor Heather this morning.
But you know her.
Because she's my neighbor. Can we get past this idea that neighborhoods have become these desolate, dark, gray, Eastern German, East Berlin areas where nobody ever comes outside, nobody ever communicates with each other?
But the thing is, in some places, that's the way it is.
Not in my neighborhood.
Well, that's good.
You guys get together. In fact, I was invited, we were both invited, to a little Halloween fire pit get-together next Friday night. We're not going to be in town. I'm so bummed. But we are starting to have activities with our new neighbors, and I'm thrilled.
When you say the two of us, you mean
Johnny and I were going to go.
Okay, I was like, I didn't get the invite.
No. We were going to go a few doors down. I got the invite yesterday, and I said, please invite us again. Right. We're not going to be, we have plans that Friday night, but please invite us again.
And see on Halloween night, what night is Halloween?
It is next Friday.
Friday night.
Next Friday night. I guarantee you I'll get out the little fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
Have the meads over. We'll hand out candy together.
You still get trick-or-treaters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Some neighborhoods start to age out, and then people move.
You mean like the West Bottoms?
There's not very many children down there.
Nope.
Have you gotten any candy?
No.
No. Not he is in a stunning, historic space in the West Bottoms, and I would guess
there's no kids.
The only time you see a child, it's someone visiting an uncle or a grandparent.
Right. There's not too many children running around, even on the weekends when everybody comes down.
Yeah.
To the bottoms.
Anyway, that was my day.
Right. So what was the color?
It is a gorgeous yellow. I'll show you during the break, Scott. Do not wrinkle your nose to me.
Kind of like a pastel yellow or more of a bumblebee yellow?
I'm going to go buttercream. It was very buttercream.
Buttercream. Interesting. Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay.
And speaking of neighbors, we meant to get this at the last part of the show last night, and we didn't. The Missouri Supreme Court is weighing in on whether or not you can have chickens.
In your backyard with an
HOA. Of all the things, with all the busy things that our justices have going on, they have stepped into the debate over the backyard chicken.
Why is this so controversial?
I don't know.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, story here from Fox 4. It's out of Cole County, Missouri. A Missouri judge has ruled that homeowner associations can once again ban people from raising chickens in their backyards. It doesn't say city. It says HOAs can ban you from raising chickens in your backyards.
In what might be the worst written headline I have ever seen about this court case. This is in the Spectrum local news section where they need to hire someone to write. Missouri backyard chicken owners lose law preventing HOA bans.
That's too negative.
Let us break this down for you. Basically, the court said HOAs have the right to prevent you from having chickens in your backyard.
That is correct. Last year, Missouri lawmakers approved legislation that allowed residents to keep up to 6 chickens on lots.
Yes.
At least 2/10 of an acre in size, even if the HOA rules said otherwise. However, the legislation also included provisions to ban local moratoriums on evictions and regulate electric vehicle charging stations. Blah, blah, who cares? The judge's ruling indicated that lawmakers had engaged in log rolling, a practice of combining unrelated issues into a single bill to secure broader support. Let me ask you something. My best friend, Joe Noyes, raised chickens in his, God bless him always, raised chickens in his backyard in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And he swore by it.
Yeah.
Now, he did not live in an HOA.
No, but fresh eggs, like all the stuff.
And they are better.
Oh, they're better.
They are better. T comes home every once in a while from Lansing with a friend of hers who lives on a farm, and she'll bring in some eggs. And you don't even have to refrigerate them. Did you know that?
No. You can leave them out.
That is correct. What is it? Is it the American, you know, we're wilderness people, and we're, even though we live in a suburb at, you know, Gray Oaks, and we have barbecue contests on the weekend, we're going to raise chickens in the backyard.
Right.
We're going to raise our own food. Or is it, you know, screw the man? Or is it, hey, they just taste better? What is it about raising, when you live in a city? And you would agree Overland Park is a city, Shawnee is a city, Liberty, Lee Summit, Blue Springs, they're all cities. What is it with the idea of, hey, I moved to the city and I still want to raise chickens?
I'll tell you. One neighbor does it. It's like the neighbor that has all the tomatoes. And then you taste the homegrown tomato and you're like, oh, man, we got to do tomatoes next year. We should get some pots. We should learn how to do tomatoes. One neighbor does it, gives out the eggs, and then 6 or 7 neighbors follow and say, okay, let's do that. We did talk during the insanity of the inflation year this has been with several people who have done this, and they say, do it for the love of the animal and the food. Do not do it to save money on eggs, because by the time you feed them and house them and build the coop and do all of the maintenance that needs to be done, it is not a winning proposition financially. But it is healthier, and if you're into that kind of thing, give it a whirl.
But if it's not cheaper, so for example, it's cheaper to go to Hy-Vee, shameless plug, to get a dozen eggs than it is to raise chickens out back. And to your point, Dana, we've heard that argument before.
Yeah.
I lose money raising my own eggs. Then why do it? I've had natural grown eggs, and I've had store-bought eggs.
Right.
The taste is not that different. It's different, but it's not that different.
I think people just want something to do. They want a hobby, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to dip my toe in the chicken pool. Why not?
Why not raise a cow?
Well, that's different.
Why?
Oh, my gosh. Because you'd have to be a farmer. You have to First of all, you'd have to have land. You'd have to know what to feed it, what to do with it.
Grass.
Well, cows, give me another example. You got to go with something that's not a cow. That is, you start saying, okay, goat is more feasible.
People drink goat milk.
Yeah, goat is way more feasible than cow. I can imagine most HOAs are like, you cannot have Bessie in your backyard on your 10th of an acre lot.
Ducks?
Although you'd be surprised what they allow. Ducks, sure. Ducks are messy, though.
Chickens aren't?
I think it's easier to corral. I don't know. We'd have to ask our friend.
But chickens invite coyotes. And other wild animal.
The coyotes are out there anyway.
Yeah, but they don't go where there's no food.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not, I don't know that we would do it because there's a lot of work involved. I would do bees. I would absolutely get into the bee thing, hobby.
Hold up.
Yeah.
If you had a beehive next door to me.
Yeah.
I would burn it down in the middle of the night.
They don't sting, Scott. You're doing it for the honey and the education.
Why do they go, when they go to collect the honey, why do they wear suits? Is it because they sting?
My friend Heather Kays that owns the Bloom Room does this. She has goats, she has chickens, she has bees. She loves the bees. And you know bees make the world go round.
I agree with you 100%.
Once the bee goes, so go we.
That is correct. But would you want a beehive next door to you?
That wouldn't bother me at all. The bar has been set and it's low.
Well, that's because you
But the beehive would not bother me.
Well, that's because you have a pickleball court next door.
Would you like a NASCAR track next to you?
Wait a minute.
Go with the bees.
You said you would kill the bees?
I wouldn't, Dan. I was being...
He's not a fan, Dan, of the bees.
That's why I came in here. I'm like, wait a minute.
I love honey. I love bees. I plant a lot of flowers in my front yard in the landscaping so that the bees will come and pollinate.
Yes.
Right? And I don't bother them. They don't bother me.
Right.
But there's a reason when somebody goes out to collect the honey that they wear a bee sting suit.
Sure.
Because bees can sting.
I know. Heather told me she's never been stung. Truly. And if it does, it's like accidental. It's like when a shark attacks you. It doesn't mean to. I mean, it doesn't mean you're not dead, but it didn't mean to.
Doesn't mean they spit out your foot. They swallow it. T got stung in the back 2 weeks ago. It's a huge... I would say 3 inches diameter welt.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks the stinger is still in there.
Oh, God. Oh, well, scrape it off with the credit card.
Gross!
I haven't thought about that, Dan.
Yeah, because it's just sitting in there, and then so you just get the credit card.
I think to each his own.
Do you need the skin control?
I'll tell you this with the chickens. If you are on if you are on a lot where it is 1/4 of an acre, where the houses are boom, 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 boom.
Which is what you live on,
by the way. Understand. We have more than that. But
it's not much more than a quarter acre.
I can understand if you live on a lot where the houses are shoved right in next to each other. But the noise, I mean, I can understand. I think it's more for people that have a little bit more room.
So what is the normal acreage of a suburban lot? Is it a quarter to
I'd
a
say
half?
A quarter to a half.
Or a third?
Yeah.
Give or take?
Maybe a third.
Okay. What would you do if the neighbor to your north with the pickleball court also had 6 chickens?
Honestly, the chickens don't bother me.
At all?
No. Mm-mm. Now, I would probably prefer not to have a rooster.
You don't need a rooster.
One of the things the Bloom Room owner told me was that it is a misnomer that the rooster's only in the morning. She's like, it goes. It goes.
He's defending his territory.
He is a barker. He barks.
He has 6 hens. He wants to make sure that you stay away from his hens.
Oh, look. He has chickens and ducks.
Let's go to Jeremiah in Independence. Jeremiah, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I actually have chickens and a duck as well. Ducks are very much so more messy than chickens, but I also have chickens.
Okay.
The eggs do taste a little bit better. I also do it for the meat, and I also have several varieties. There's just a ton of different varieties out there, and they're just all so beautiful. So it's kind of a combination between the eggs, the meat itself, and basically the beauty of the birds. They're quite beautiful.
So you said you raise chickens for the meat.
Yes.
So you have to your own chicken.
Yes.
Yes.
How long did it take you to get used to that, Jeremiah?
Not terribly long. I've been a hunter and fisher most of my life.
Yeah, got it.
I also was kind of raised on a farm a bit, so you're kind of used to it at a kind of a young age and whatnot. It's just better tasting than store-bought food.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever gotten so attached to one of your chickens that you can't take them to the gallow?
Maybe one, but that's because she has she's survived a raccoon attack, which you do have predators that will attack them. Raccoons, possums, foxes, coyotes, if you will. But being an independent, it's mostly raccoons that are really your biggest threat, or foxes.
Yep.
Other than that, I mean, she's survived a raccoon attack. I've nursed her back to health. She had a big hole in her neck, and it's pretty simple. I mean, they're pretty resilient, and they're just fascinating birds.
And are you going to let the one with the hole in her neck, does she get to live her full life?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, she's kind of like my duck. I did have two ducks. One, unfortunately, got eaten by an owl. That is another predator to them.
Oh, an owl?
Yes.
Wow.
Owls, hawks, that's the air side of it. I just went through the land, but yes.
I'll be darned. Hey, Jeremiah, thank you for the call, man. Do appreciate it. 913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. The airing of the grievances, it is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com. Let's go to Brett in Lee Summit. Brett, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hi.
Well, thank you.
I was just calling to comment, you know, on some of the things that you guys, you know, were talking about the chickens. You know, if I don't have a rooster, I just have, you know, four hens, and you know, they make a little noise, but not much, and you don't really notice the mess. They stay out in the yard. They go in their coop at night, and they definitely don't attract coyotes.
They don't?
No, not in the city.
Brett, I would hazard a guess that the chickens make less noise than some homes with several dogs.
Oh, 100% they make less noise. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Hang on just a second, Brett. I'm going to challenge you on this one for a second. You live in Lee Summit, correct?
Correct.
Which is a suburb, not technically the city, by the way that we normally understand it. I live in Shawnee, and I have seen coyotes in my area.
I'm sure there are coyotes in you know, in Lee Summit, but I've never seen one in my subdivision.
Oh, okay,
good.
Now I did lose a young bird to a hawk before, but not a coyote.
Okay.
What does it sound like when the hawk grabs?
I do not need to hear the noise, Brett. Thank you for the call.
Absolutely.
No, Brett.
Why do you keep trying to pee on my Friday?
Yeah.
I'm trying to entertain you. JJ in Overland Park. JJ, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, you guys.
Hi.
Having grown up on a farm south of Lawrence and been around a lot of livestock, chickens are kind of wonderful without roosters. But chickens, if you don't move them around, they graze and peck so much on your grass, you'll get bald spots in your yard.
Sure.
And then the housing that you need for the chickens, some people might not want that and the smell in their neighborhoods. But other than that, you know, they do attract maybe some vermin, you know, raccoons, possums, weasels, and hawks. But they really aren't bad. But it does leave a byproduct of smell. And sometimes the grass gets bald in areas unless they rotate the chickens a lot.
JJ, thank you for the call.
Well, hang on. Wait.
Bye.
Wait. Jay, are you still there?
Yeah.
I have heard that if you have a chicken, whatever their season is, can produce an egg a day. Is that true?
It depends on if you're feeding them enough grain, if you're feeding them enough. It's called oyster meal, but it's like ground up oysters that makes their eggs stronger.
Huh?
So it depends on their diet. But they can produce based on the weather. If it's not real cold out, their body has more time and energy to produce eggs. Because it's kind of hard on them. And they're always on the alert because they know their prey. So that's why they're always on alert. But they can produce you know, one or two a day, easy.
But if they're always on alert, why do they ever come out of the, or whatever you call it?
The coop.
They have to eat. Chicken coop. Chicken coop. Yeah, they got to eat. And they're natural grazers. Huh. It is a lot of work in the city because you got to move the pen that they have that are portable. They, for some reason, they call them tractors. They don't even look like a tractor, but it's basically a chicken coop with a fence around it and a little house that you can move around on wheels. Some of them are remote control, and that way you got rotational grazing so your chickens won't leave bare spots and a bunch of poo everywhere. It would accumulate. And dogs like to eat it. Dogs like to roll in it.
Roll in what?
Roll in what?
Well, dogs like to roll in cow poop and chicken poop and things because the dogs think it makes them smell better. That's their cologne and perfume.
Is a turd.
Yes.
Is a cow turd or a chicken turd.
You know
whatever.
How dogs love to roll around in dead smell?
That's so gross.
That's probably...
Dan is right. Dead animals carrion, too. They love rolling in that, too. So I kind of get the homeowner's thingy, whatever they're griping about. But they're fun to have around. They are a lot of work every day. You got to check on them. Make sure a weasel or something hasn't gotten into your chicken coop and started killing things.
Okay, now wait. Hear me out. Like, next weekend, I'm taking T up to her first ever Nebraska football game. I am struggling to find somebody who can take care of my dog for 12 hours.
Right.
If I were to have a chicken coop in my backyard, is a six-day vacation to Cancun completely out of the question?
Yes.
Yes.
If you love your animals.
You would have to have somebody come and gather the eggs, Scott, and feed them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
you're right, because they would rot.
It landlocks you to your property.
Well, then hell no.
Mm-hmm.
So, wait, and you have some. Is that the way I understand it?
I don't mess with them. They're too much. Excuse me. They're too much of a hassle.
Did you mess with them before?
Yes, many, many years ago.
And did you ever go on a vacation?
No.
Yeah.
I'm out.
It's like the farm life. You don't go on vacation. Cows aren't going to milk themselves. Right?
We got to let Kermit go so he can find his mommy. This is the...
You'll put him out in the grass, or...
This is the little baby we've been feeding for a week. I don't want to let him go, but everybody else does, so... Where's your mommy? Go get her.
Be free, little bunny.
Where's my mommy? Where's mommy? Where's your mommy?
Why do you have to play that?
It's the circle of life, Dana. It's the circle of life.
That is one of the funniest videos when they let that little bunny go.
Listen to the little girl.
Go find your mommy.
Go find your mommy.
And then a hawk finds it first.
The hawk was just taking him to go find the mommy.
Where's your mommy?
The hawk just took her. Hawk took her to go find mommy.
Well, but mommy was not in that direction. Mommy was over there.
We're done talking about dead animals. He mentioned ladder that teased this right up perfectly. I sent you this overnight, Scott. I have never laughed so hard. This is one of those stories that's funny, not funny, regarding the Louvre heist. And you know that you are contractually obligated to mention the update on the Louvre heist at least once during the Dana and Parks program until they catch the guys.
I will.
You heard the lift maker, the company that makes the large truck with the gigantic ladder on it that is most often used in England for furniture deliveries, like up on 3rd and 5th floors.
In big cities,
they use this truck ladder thing to get up to the Louvre, bust their way in, and then they came down to make their escape. We now know that truck and ladder were stolen, but never miss an opportunity
to miss an opportunity.
Market your product. The heist lift maker that markets and sells these trucks has just launched a new ad campaign touting how great and quiet their lift is when, quote, you need to make a fast getaway. The banner literally says, from the worm-based firm Bocker, with the now infamous image of the furniture ladder extending up the balcony outside of the Gallery of Apollo. When you need to move fast, the Bacher Aglio transports your treasures quiet as a whisper.
From the third floor or higher.
Quoting here from the owner of the company, the crime is, of course, absolutely reprehensible. However,
that's not what I'm hearing in the ad. That's not what I'm hearing.
It was an opportunity for us to use the most famous and most visited museum in the world to get a little attention for our company. He told the Associated Press that he recognized his company's lift device from all of the news reports, saying the machine was sold a few years ago to a French customer who rents this type of equipment in Paris and the surrounding area.
Telephone number here is 913-586.
And you need to get away.
7798. We have Festive's Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, so I'm going to play a clip from ABC News this morning. And I know you'll be very interested, Dana Wright. Here it is.
Talk about new movies and shows to look out for. Our Will Gans is here with what's on his radar. Will, what should we watch this weekend?
Well, let's start in the movie theaters, shall we? With Bruce Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. This is the new movie with Jeremy Allen White, who, of course, everybody knows and loves from The Bear. And he is... From The Bear, we know, very good at playing a tortured artist's of sorts, and he's playing a tortured artist here. So this movie takes place after Bruce Springsteen's first tour and before he makes the Nebraska album. So he's sort of on the brink of becoming a big star. And it's about all of the inner demons that he was facing at the time. You know, I was expecting a lot of like musical sequences and feeling like you're in the front row of a concert, as this B-roll right here would suggest, but it's really a lot more brooding and introspective. And, you know, it was very interesting. And for fans of Bruce Springsteen, there are little Easter eggs that's like, oh, this is where the inspiration for this song comes from, or, oh, this will be the person that turns into his best friend or his wife or ex-wife or whatever. And for fans who don't maybe know Bruce or his music that well either, there's already a ton of Oscar buzz for Jeremy Allen White for this movie. Mm-hmm. So even if you just like good movies and good acting, this is a great story.
I am super crazy excited to see this movie.
Scott, we were going to go tonight. We were thinking about going tonight, and some other stuff popped up. We're not going to be able to go tonight. We might go Sunday in between football games, because Chiefs don't play until Monday, right?
They play Monday night. That is
so
correct.
So we might go Sunday.
I just read a review.
Yes, tell me.
Of the Springsteen movie, and it's not exactly your typical biopic. It doesn't have the rise, the fall, and rebirth that we get, that we're used to with these kind of tales. This is more of the tortured artist trying to create art.
I love it. And here's the other deal. If you look at the other movies that have had great success, you didn't have to be the world's biggest Elton John fan to love that movie. I'm certainly not a Queen fan really at all. Their movie.
It deals with the music that Springsteen put out in the early 80s, the Nebraska
album.
Doesn't
it focus almost exclusively on the Nebraska record?
I believe
which was his big
does.
Breakthrough.
Right, but it's also, it's a very dark album. The tales and stories that he tells on that album are not your
typical
pop music type of rock.
I think it will bring more fans to his music that you might not know from a pop standpoint, like Glory Days and Born in the USA. I think it will bring more fans to his earlier works. I really do.
Yeah, that song Born in the USA, still misunderstood by many
totally
people.
Totally misunderstood.
It's so patriotic.
Decades.
It is an anti-Vietnam War song.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the lyrics, you can hear it.
I think most people by now know that.
Well, then why did all the politicians play it at their rallies?
Still do, I know.
It's
because of that line right there.
Born in the USA.
They don't think anything deeper. They don't go deeper into the lyrics or the meaning of the song.
Sent to kill the yellow man.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go in deeper into the lyrics, he talks about losing his friend. For what? For nothing? And, I mean, it is an anti-Vietnam War song. And yet politicians only focus on the born in the USA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Nebraska is an extraordinary album. It's very dark. There's some really good songs on there.
I cannot wait.
Is Hungry Heart on Nebraska?
No, that's on Born in the USA.
I don't think that's accurate.
Hungry Heart?
No, I don't think Hungry Heart's on
Born
in the
USA. It's not on Nebraska.
Well, it's not on Nebraska.
Let me look that up.
We'll figure it out during a break. When we get back, we have an update for you in a deadly road rage shooting that we talked about a couple of months ago. They have an arrest.
Oh, the river.
And we will talk about technology that helped lead to the road rage shooter.
The big hits off of Nebraska were Atlantic City and Open All Night. And then Born in the USA was the album that immediately followed. And then Bar the Door, Kate. Yep. We've got ourselves an 80 superstar.
Mm-hmm.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in just a couple of minutes. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Rocco. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, don't forget to check us out in the 5 o'clock hour. It is Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.